Now, dictation for Alma Dickerson, Dickerson, November 2028. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, Stebelton, 7751640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mrs. Dickerson, who has advanced renal failure, hypertension, cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction with mitral valve procedure, a clip placement. Last visit in August, comes accompanied with daughter. She's presently at Isabella Medical Facility since October. After hospital admission for urinary tract infection, she is in a wheelchair. Appetite is poor, has been gaining some weight, does not like the facility food. Diabetes numbers are also running low, and they are giving her snacks to counteract that. Reason for the weight gaining: denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain. There is constipation or bleeding. She has chronic incontinence, but right now no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has edema, wears compressing stockings. She's been treated for toenail infection, fungal, stable dyspnea on activity, to some extent at rest, has not required any oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, did have coronavirus, was in isolation in November, denies gross orthopnea PND, overall weak, has also tremors. Medication list review, they are winding down the Remeron, presently on Zoloft, anticoagulated with Eliquis, rate control bisoprolol. Demodex, diabetes short long acting, vitamin D125. Blood pressure today 149/94. Question memory issues. Lungs are clear, although there is JVD. A device on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension or ascites, no gross edema, moving four extremities but weak, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.3 for a GFR of 35, stage 3B, which is stable over time. Potassium elevated at 5.1, a normal sodium, normal glucose, normal calcium, low albumin 3.5, liver function test not elevated, diabetes poorly controlled, A1C of 8.2. Previously anemia 12.7 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Stable over time. No indication for dialysis. Continue to monitor for encephalopathy, pericarditis, or uncontrolled volume overload. Next number, diabetes. Multiple medical issues, but still A1C higher than we like to see it. Next number, congestive heart failure, mitral valve clip, prior low ejection fraction. However, the most recent echo improved to 55%. She still has significant dyspnea, but has not required any oxygen. Continuous all fluid restriction. Continued pressing diuretics. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, anticoagulation and rate control. Next number, monitor on potassium. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. All issues discussed with the patient and daughter, chemistries on a regular basis, come back on the next 4 or 5 months.